radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Joe and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
A lot of people told me I was a little bit too negative after the Texans 34-10 win over the hated Dallas Cowboys on Monday. And you know what? I agree. I brought you down, Joe, right away to start off the show. Joe, you're like, yeah, I like the win. And I said, it was terrible. Let's all jump off a bridge. And you're like, well, you know what? Fair point. I feel like you placated me. It was a little bit like what the English did with the Germans back in World War II. And it's fine. You were a appeaser like Chamberlain. It's okay. It happens.
I veto.
Just had the mustache.
You were veto
like,
that comp.
You're like, I'm just going to let this guy continue to expand his negativity all over the place. Listen. I agree. I was a little too negative yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to work on yourself. So I did work on myself. I went to the underpass on 59 and Chimney Rock, as I often do. There's a lot of things there. You can get a car wash there. You can get flowers there.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get a lobotomy there. Okay? And now you have to really like go under the underpass for the lobotomy.
Yeah, you gotta look for it.
The car wash you get without even asking for. You know, you could even say no. That guy's gonna wash your car, and he's gonna get mad at you if you don't tip him.
Yep, it's the worst. The absolute worst.
That guy's so aggressive. I'm talking.
That pisses me off.
It really.
I know that guy.
The 59 Chimney Rock guy, dude. Relax.
Yeah, like I shouldn't have to give you money. I get it. You're homeless. I get it. Like you need the money, but like I shouldn't have to give you money when I tell you no.
Well, more is my take is can we get cleaner water, you know, can we get better wiper fluid to use for the forced washing of my windshield? Like, I don't want a streak on it.
Can it improve my windshield?
Yeah.
Is what you're asking.
I don't want it to look like, you know, like, I've always wondered, is this just an elaborate prank? Is this guy washing the hood of my car with what he pees in?
Like, I don't want it to happen because, like, every time I think back to, like, Too Fast, Too Furious when they, you know, they light the guy's car on fire after doing that.
That's awesome. I don't even remember that. I got to watch that movie again.
Yeah, it's when, like, they're trying to get away from, like, his like, gangsters, and that's how they do it. They clean his window, Tyrese does, and then he throws a little match on there.
So under this underpass, to bring it back, I got a lobotomy, and I'm feeling really positive. It's like this song is just stuck in the back of my head. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it this time because apparently I've driven several of our listeners off of the road with some of my singing over the years. And I understand. So now I'm just going to allow the dulcet tones of never canceled Bing. I'm going to leave it to the dulcet tones of Bing Crosby, who you might remember for this song. You gotta? Do you want me to sing it instead? Or step four. Yeah.
You got to accentuate the positive.
You do.
Eliminate the negative.
You do.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Don't do it.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum.
That's true.
Bring gloom down to the minimum.
That's true.
Have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale,
what,
Noah in the ark.
What do you think?
What did they do? Just whenever.
Well, we can fade the music down now. You get the point. Like this, aren't you feeling chipper and happy now about the Texans? They're 7-4. Lead the AFC South. Doesn't matter, Brian. Undefeated in the AFC South.
That's true.
About to play the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Going to be 8-4. I know this song from the video game franchise Fallout.
The lobotomy might have
loosened repressed memories of songs that have been stuck in my head. So there you go.
That makes sense. I got positive things for you, Paul.
You got some positive things.
Yeah. Will Anderson, back at practice.
Let's go!
Doing drills.
Let's go.
Kamari Lassiter, back at practice.
But he played on Monday, right?
Nope.
He didn't play?
No, he was also Holman.
Didn't even notice.
Holman and Jeff Okuda joint.
I did notice Jeffrey Okuda.
I don't think he played that much.
He
played long enough.
No, I saw him chasing after guys.
Holman answered Joe George's negativity with a deflection of the end zone.
He did.
Holman was all right.
He wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't that
He's
bad.
Okay. Jeffrey Okuda? Didn't look great.
Wasn't thrilled. Yeah. Wasn't thrilled.
No, he got it. That was one step.
Whatever happened to CJ Henderson? Did he get cut?
I think he
yes.
did.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Yeah. That's true.
I was like, he could have been on the team this whole time. Would have had no idea.
A lot of people don't.
But Will Anderson, back, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really know what the reporters
back to practice.
Yeah, back to practice.
That's all you need. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, that's step one. Back to practice.
So, I'm in a more positive mood about the team. In fact, I'm gonna turn things over to Joe.
Oh, we're switching.
Joe's bad cop now, and I'm the good cop. I'm the really good cop. You know, I'm gonna give you a donut, perhaps a carbonated soda.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest problem for the Houston Texans right now?
Maybe it's not even the biggest problem, Paul, but it's what infuriates me the most. I cannot believe that the Laramie Tunsil play and just being illegally down the field on that touchdown the week before when they're driving against the Lions and Joe Mixon has that big run. They get down to the 5-yard line and then Juice Scruggs gets a holding penalty and they end up having to kick a field goal. I just cannot believe that we're still this late in the season. And the Houston Texans, at least once a week, commit a very costly penalty. Derek Barnett this last week. Now, it ended in a positive result for the Texans, somehow.
It is crazy that...
But, like, if you play any confident quarterback...
Honestly, I almost would have been... If I were the Cowboys, I wouldn't have taken that off the board. It was a 64-yard field goal.
It was an NFL record.
Sales.
Right. NFL record. Just take the record.
Yeah.
Why are you taking that away from the guy?
I mean, it was a 15-yard penalty. I always think it to myself, you know, with Cooper Rush, like, just get to this part of the field and let Brandon Aubrey try to win the game.
Just
the
take
Cowboys.
The,
oh, yeah.
Take
just,
the
like, get there and be like, hey, doesn't matter. Take the three.
you just get to the 40 and let Brandon Aubrey go on the field.
And I feel like the only reason they went for it on the fourth down is because Mike McCarthy was like, well, I already took a field goal.
Yeah,
like,
took a field goal off the board. He had to at that point. But you're like, right about that penalty. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, just it's the most frustrating part for me of the Texans right now because like the offensive line, we know what it is, and maybe it is actually is getting better. We know that CJ Stroud has not been as accurate as normal the last 2 weeks, and he's had some bad interceptions. Those are not long-term concerns. You're getting healthier on offense and on defense, but your offensive line, and then sometimes your defense as well, they just have these really unfortunate penalties. And it's what, to me, when we go back to the conversation we had earlier about where the Texans fit in terms of rankings of the AFC, it's why they don't belong in that top category. Because good teams don't do this.
Generally.
And, yeah, like good teams do not have these kind of penalties and go deep into the playoffs. Where you have how long was Nico supposed to touchdown? Would have been a 70-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets called back because Tunsil is 3 yards down the field when he's not supposed to be.
Right.
And he knows that. So I guess just to me, it's the biggest problem the Texans have that they can fix. So that's a positive. It's the easiest one to fix. Stop doing stupid things.
Why does it keep happening week to week? And why is D'Amico Ryans? Whoa, the lobotomy wore off for a second.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hang on. Joe. Well,
why does it keep happening every single week? Great question from non-Paul.
Being serious for a moment, because I hope most people have realized I've been sarcastic largely because I was so angry with X yesterday that I thought, you know what? I do want to be a little more chipper with this team. I do. That does keep happening week to week. And you're right. The first play of the game, that's the one. That's the one I really can't get over. It's the first play of the game.
Yeah, and
you planned this play. You know, most of the plays after the first 15 generally are, hey, let's see what's working, what's not. But the first 15 plays of a game are scripted. And the first play of a game in particular is scripted. We know that because remember when Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were talking about the first throw that C.J. Stroud threw against the Indianapolis Colts in that Saturday football game that they won to win the division?
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot about that.
That was the first play. Like,
I forgot they were on the call for that.
And the first play worked. And I mean, look, they still scored on that drive. They overcame it.
Exactly. That's where it's like, I know, so it's like, well, they scored anyways. Or the field goal, the Barnett play, well, you know, it didn't cost them. On the Shaq Mason one from last week, I mean, the Juice Scruggs one from last week versus the Lions, they still got a field goal on that possession. But it goes back to the beginning of the season. Illegal formations, false starts, unfortunate penalties at the wrong time. It's just what's going to separate you from being an above average to a good football team.
Yeah.
And it has to stop. And it's not been fixed, and they keep telling us things are going to change. But this is something that's actually tangible that you can say, get your head out of your ass and don't make a simple mental mistake when in a crucial part of the game.
So with that in mind, you threw this question out. And I do think it's an interesting one, and I don't know if I want to answer it because I'm being positive.
We can save it for tomorow if we need to, when, you know, the lobotomy wears off.
No. I think I can't be helped, Joe.
Okay.
I think I can't be helped. Much like that character in The Boys who is a superhero that needs lobotomies to cut loose from time to time.
That was a strange person.
It was a strange person. Smart person. I think the real me is coming back. I will admit, I should have been a little happier about the win over the Cowboys, but what in this organization is on a hot seat right now? We're talking players.
Yes.
We're talking coaches. Set this up for us.
Yeah. Who are the top three people who are on the hot seat and chance of being replaced at the end of the season?
Three players or coaches.
Yeah, three players or coaches.
Okay.
So, number one for me, still Bobby Sloak. That just the way the season's gone, he's going to be under hot water and get the blame for what has happened this year. And that because of Gerard Johnson, I think that factors in a lot. Is like, would you rather lose Gerard Johnson or keep Bobby Sloak? And I think
this is such a tricky thing to do. Do you want to let something go because you have something that might be better waiting in the wings?
And might be is the key word. Keywords.
But might not be, right.
Yeah.
Because like,
Tampa Bay did this. They fired Lovie Smith for Dirk Cutter. It was a disaster.
Right.
And Lovie was like, it was bad, but like it was the Jameis era, right? But like they started playing a little bit better at the end of the season. They were like, nope, we're moving on to Dirk Cutter because he's an offensive minded guy.
Everyone loves the offensive minded
guy.
Remember last year, by the way, when some people were seriously saying, you blame the Texans. They got to let DeMeco walk so they could keep Bobby Sloak around. That actually happened. It did happen. It did happen. You know who you are.
Those people are dum dums.
They are who they are, though. You know, being positive.
That's true.
You know who you are, but you are who you are.
Yes, you are who you are. Football's football.
Football is football. To bring it back to Bobby Sloak. Okay, so Sloak's one of them. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
This where it gets tricky, because left guard has been musical chairs.
Yeah, I almost don't even like want. Like, it's almost like it almost like doesn't even fit, because it's like, you know, there's going to be a new left guard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Shaq Mason. He hasn't been great this year, based on his contract. Like, and you're going to have to, you know, move money around to get new players. I think he would be another guy I would just be looking at and say, this is someone who...
Here's why I wouldn't put Shaq Mason there. I think Mason, there's not enough noise around Mason to get him into that conversation. So that's why I'm going to put somebody up who has created noise, because literally their color commentator rants about his struggles. It's not Laremy Tunsil. I feel like Andre Ware going on a rant about Titus Howard quitting in the midst of the Sunday night broadcast, I don't see how that does not get back to Texans ownership at all. And I wonder if they look at that contract and they talk to Nick Caserio and say, really?
I mean, should Tunsil just be there too?
Tunsil is Tunsil.
I know.
Everyone thinks Tunsil's the best left tackle, and I'm not going to go bother studying offensive line play. Just not going to do it, okay? I trust everybody on that. Tunsil's good. Tunsil might be great. I don't know that Titus Howard is. I know Titus Howard is better at right tackle than left guard.
Mm. And there's something else that makes Titus Howard's position a little bit shakier. The second round pick from last draft.
Ding, ding, ding.
Blake Fisher.
Thank you, Sean.
Plays right tackle. Right tackle only. I haven't checked his Twitter, though.
He deleted it still.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't come back.
He should stay off of it.
Yeah, he'll come back when he gets traded for like a fourth round pick.
Hey.
Would you trade more if you were another team for Titus Howard in that contract?
Someone will.
A third rounder?
Look, the Texans traded two first-round picks for Laremy Tunsil, okay? And Laremy Tunsil was not even thought to be the best left tackle in the NFL, and they did it. Teams are tackle desperate. Somebody will tell themselves, we can make him a left tackle. And I bet Titus Howard thinks to himself, he can be a left tackle. So
then he definitely shouldn't be on the team next year.
So all right.
You help him out of town.
Listen, I'm being positive to a degree. Now I'm being positive to a degree, okay?
Yeah, you're being positive. The Texans are going to get a really good draft pick next year.
I can't stop moving these goalposts all over the place. It should be the way that it's set up in the NFL now. Random idea, but hey, nope. Not lobotomy crazy thoughts with a moving goalpost like it's an arcade game in the NFL. Bring it back. So, Joe, your top three to this point, Shaq Mason, Bobby Slowick. My top three to this point, Bobby Slowick, Titus Howard.
Dalton Schultz.
Wow, Dalton Schultz?
Yeah. Dalton Schultz. Hasn't done a lot. A little expensive.
Cool video.
I like the cool video.
But you got Brevin Jordan. You got Cade Stover. There's really no one on the defense I would want to put on this list. Like, even like Jimmy Ward doesn't belong on this list. And they just gave him an extra year. So, I'm going with Dalton Schultz as a guy on the hottest of seats in terms of getting replaced.
I had a different one. He's not a starter.
Hit me.
Damian Pierce.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Not playing, and when he is playing, it's the kickoff stuff. There's a little bit of the what exactly do you say you do here with Damian Pierce.
I agree.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if this is his last year on the team.
I'm really struggling with the third one, which is actually a good sign for the Texans.
Yeah, because there's no one on defense that's like, oh my God, get this guy out of here. Jeff Okuda.
Yeah, Schultz might be a reach, honestly.
Schultz, but. I mean, to what you're saying, I get what you're saying in that. Look at the contract. I think that is reasonable for a tight end, but he's kind of a one-note player. He's not an inline blocker, and honestly, I think right now they could use a blocking tight end.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've seen Tegan Quatoriano out there again. He's at least solid at that, but weirdly, they miss Brevin Jordan.
I know.
Brevin Jordan, for those who remember, had the big catch and run against the Browns last year. Super athletic. Guy's a good blocker. Man, I'm really struggling with the third one. Because I feel like there's no one really in danger of losing a job. I think they're going to be just as patient with Juice Scruggs as they've been with Kenyon Green.
See, I was thinking about Juice Scruggs as the other guy because...
If I got to put somebody in there... I'll say Scruggs is in there. I think that Green's out, so he's next up on the interior.
That's like he's inflamed.
He's not even on the hot seat. Yeah, like we're removing him from discussion.
Yeah, I mean Jared Patterson.
We wish him well.
Like part of this is that Jared Patterson seems like the better center. Like that's why they're moving Scruggs to left guard, and they feel very confident putting Patterson there. It was one drive, but they did score a touchdown on the one drive when Patterson was their left guard. So. Like, it wouldn't shock me if Patterson's your center next year and Fisher's your right tackle and the Notre Dame takeover just begins on the offensive line. So, Scruggs is a fair option at left guard.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. And this is, again, for something where my offensive line ball knowing falls short as I don't know how good Scruggs is as a left guard as opposed to as a center.
Oh, the offensive line coach.
Chris Strouser?
He's got to be up there.
Let's
he should be number two on this list.
I think he's...
he should be number one.
You're right. See, he is lucky that he's kind of forgettable.
Can't film his face for whatever reason.
For those who don't know, Sean, God, that is so funny. Sean, for those who do not remember, we heard from Chris Strouser last week. I do not know why, but multiple Texans reporters... recorded the audio, but they did not point the camera at his face. He must have asked not to be recorded.
Yeah.
Did he have a big... Did he have a zit? Was it a zit day?
It might have been.
Every now and then.
You
never know what people are hiding, okay? You're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, maybe he's like me. You know?
He's wearing a hat.
I don't throw fat dips in front of my wife. So maybe he had one in. And he didn't want to be caught on camera.
But we listened to him, and it didn't. I know. It didn't sound like. I mean, I guess I don't know what someone with a dip in their mouth sounds like.
Yeah.
Because half of sports radio in Houston, by the way, is doing it.
Yeah, well, not on the air.
Actually, it's not. Like, no, well, go back to the flagship, bro.
Oh, that's right. Our mutual friend does that. I forgot.
Which mutual friend? There were several mutual friends. God, I remember doing shows with multiple co-hosts. I was like, guys,
that's crazy.
Guys,
that's very.
That's a wild move.
It's like
that
every.
Is so unprofessional.
It's not that crazy. It's not that crazy.
I know, but I could never imagine doing that. But yes, he does not get filmed. We don't know why.
Okay. We don't want to go down my rabbit hole. I'm about to go down a rabbit hole that no one cares about.
No, we have time.
When I interned at ESPN Radio in Boston, which, by the way, went under immediately after I left, I got so mad one day. I have these days where I get mad, sort of like you heard, on Tuesday after the Texans won. Every now and then, I just get really pissed off. And with situations that are around me that maybe aren't quite in my control. And one day at ESPN 890, I got really just grossed out by how dirty the studio was. Can you guess how many cans of Skol, empty at this point at least, were underneath one of the producer desks? Like the same desk that Sean Mapes is sitting at.
Oh, so they would just leave it there?
Yes.
How big's the staff? How many producers were there?
Doesn't matter. Not many.
20.
Not many.
20.
There were way less than 20 producers.
No,
this was
no 20, no, 20 cans of
20 tins.
16. Yeah, it was just lying on the floor. I spent the whole day cleaning the station because I was just like, what? Can we throw it out? Are there no trash cans here? This is Massachusetts. You guys recycle. What are we doing?
Yeah, we don't recycle.
It would make more sense here. No offense. Like, whatever.
I still think the funniest day was when one of the times we had no power and ability to get on the air was when Paul was cleaned.
Yeah, I got mad. This is what I do. When I get mad, I clean. I'm like an angry housewife. Yeah. Or a house husband. I don't know.
There you go.
Gender norms changing.
Do we still have more time? Because I have a follow-up question for Paul.
One, sure. Why not? I mean, I realize you didn't actually
we got
have
Watch
that much
Watch
time.
Next. What? One more question. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
This weekend, well, we're going to have to go more all
it's
over
a lobotomy.
The place. This weekend, when Sean and I were at Le Bourge, we were talking about me being a cat dad now. My wife was there. And I realized we never got a follow-up story to the mud butt from your cat.
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
We just didn't know there was anything that happened after
day. Just left a streak on my arm.
Okay.
The epilogue.
We were just waiting for a follow-up
story. Close the loophole there.
No, I feel bad. I was clipping her nails yesterday, and I clipped a little too far. I will say she is very tolerant because, like, I got a little blood, and she was definitely not happy about it. Mm. And she hung in there and gave her treats afterwards, and the cats who have reptile brains just totally forgotten about it. So there you go.
All right. Yeah, we just want to follow up.
You're welcome.
Make sure everything was okay.
Everything is okay. I had a lobotomy. I'm positive now. I'm positive. You guys are laughing at this. Guys, mental health is no laughing matter, okay? And back in the 50s and 60s, they were avant-garde with that. Just go, jam a little stick in someone's eye and twist it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who thought of that? Who was the first person to think of that?
Person.
What a crazy person.
We should probably stop this.
Like the 70s?
No, but like, yeah, so
that's
why did you
when they
start
thought
it?
They could stop?
Yeah, like why would you start this and be like 20 years later, like we should probably not do this anymore.
It got mixed results, I'll say.
Very mixed. I mean, yeah, you would put people in jail, for God's sake. Anyway, we're all over the place. It's Galata George on a positive Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, everybody. Hell yeah. Stick around.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn!
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on Galant and George.
So, every single Wednesday at 2:30, we discuss who is washed in the world of sports. Or in a little game that we like to call life. Joe was out last Wednesday. I did a rant about how national anthem outrage.
Yes.
It's washed.
It is. No one cares anymore.
I feel like we should move on. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially when it's over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the outrage when it matters? Like when Clay Walker messes up the lyrics in week two at home.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Again, the lobotomy is not fully worn off, and you're not going to get me to go after someone who looks like he could be my father.
Haven't seen him back since this year.
Well,
it's always planned, but
I mean, on Christmas Day, do you think he's not going to open up for
Beyonce?
Beyonce?
Just Beyonce and Clay, just football time in Houston.
It'd be so funny if Beyonce's in the middle of her act and Clay Walker just comes up on stage with a guitar. Boom! It's my show. No one else could have it. Hashtag Vida rules. Because he's from Vida.
Hopefully it's better than last week. Last week was a disaster during halftime. I don't know how much of it you could hear during the from the press box.
You mean the Lions game? What happened?
Oh, the Lions game, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it was last week. It was last week.
The band was great.
Okay.
But all I know is that where I'm sitting, it would get really, really, really loud, and then really, really quiet.
Oh, well.
And it's happening during the national anthem, too, but like their sound system... Disaster.
Acoustics of NRG are terrible. Yeah. I like the rodeo concerts. To me, if you get season tickets for those, sell. You'll make so much money off of those. You will miss out. Just go to the Wine Garden. You're fine.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of pro like the one Astrodome suggestion. If they actually ever did it, was to put the rodeo there.
No.
Just because it's not enjoyable.
No. They need to demolish that. Also, Washed. Astrodome ideas. Destroy that thing with fire. Anyway, Joe, what is Washed in the world?
Boxing. It's just done. It's done. They killed it. It's been dead, but...
The problem is, I think people will still watch another version of this. They just need to get somebody who is going to be more willing to, you know, throw a punch.
But I think that Jake Paul is setting these rules to where he can't get punched in all of his fights. And we're just really finding out about it this time. Like, Anderson Silva, Tyron Woodley, like, they're not... It feels like they're not throwing as hard as they can.
I'm with you.
So...
You know, when Conor McGregor went up against Floyd Mayweather, I'd actually like... If we're going to do this whole thing where a non-boxer goes up against a Paul brother, I would like to see Conor McGregor do it. Because I actually got a kick out of Conor McGregor being quick enough to get behind Floyd Mayweather and punch him in the back of the head, which is apparently illegal in boxing. I thought that was awesome.
I think that's the one that I would... Probably try again.
Conor McGregor versus someone.
That's the only Paul fight I'm going to watch is a McGregor.
Yeah, they're trying to promote the idea of Paul versus Paul. I saw that clip.
Do not care.
My wife sent that to me on TikTok. Don't care.
I'm rooting for the meteor. Yeah. Betting on the meteor.
There's only one Paul that I'm rooting for.
Thanks.
The one in that studio right there.
Because I've been so positive today. What else is washed, Joseph?
Last night, I don't know why, I guess because of my football, like the last time I had my television on was on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I think we already knew this, but my God, is SportsCenter washed? It's a terrible product now.
Whoa. With Scott Van Pelt?
No, when it's not Scott.
The Scott Van Pelt SportsCenter
is elite.
I mean, it's not quite what it used to be.
It's still so good, though.
Because... That was what you used to watch to get all your sports stuff.
Yes.
But if I feel the need to watch a highlight show with some commentary, I've always felt that Van Pelt's damn good at it.
Yes, he's great. It was a not Scott Van Pelt night.
Okay.
And people, like half the guys I had never heard of, they're stumbling through all the highlights.
Stumbling.
There's no energy.
Stumbling, bumbling like Chris Berman?
No.
Oh.
It was just bad. Like, what happened? How did SportsCenter become... that bad? I know they put all their money in the Speak for Your Pizza shows, but
they also put all their money into failed Marvel projects.
That's true. That's
failed Star Wars projects.
They're still trying with those. They're still trying to bring back Star Wars.
There's another one. I don't go out of my way to watch SportsCenter at all. Even with Scott Van Pelt, who I like. Yeah, I still don't watch it. I could be lying. It's not even good.
I don't know. I love Bad Beats. Bad Beats is still like one of my favorite. It's like must. I try to watch it every week.
I watch it as like the post game show for whatever they have on.
Yeah.
You know, because normally it's there's a game that leads into it, and mm-hmm. so they'll talk to like someone from the game. Mm-hmm. They'll talk to
that's true.
Troy and Joe.
Yeah, CJ was on Monday night. I think Joe Mixon was too.
That stuff's normally good, but I also normally only have like 30 minutes in me before I tap out.
And then the last one, it's funny you mentioned Star Wars here.
Washed continues. What's washed?
The television movie industry. We joked about this yesterday during one of the breaks. That
no creativity
anymore. They're making a How to Train Your
Dragon.
Train Your Dragon. A live action.
I saw the trailer. You know what depressed me? Not the fact that they're remaking it. You know what? Get your money. What depressed me was the amount of people in the comments section that were excited about it. Because the movie's 13 years old.
Exactly. But they're rebooting Friday Night Lights. Movie, guys.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's not a full reboot.
Different characters.
Different characters.
Same universe?
Same universe.
Same universe.
Really?
I'm also kind of in. Dale and I talked about this no less than like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Hollywood listens to our show because I was like, how have they not remade Friday Night Lights?
I mean, Permian is back was back in our lives. If you watched the first episode of Landman, they were at Permian.
Sweet. Billy Bob Thornton.
Like, when Friday Night Lights movie.
When they said it, I was like, oh, like this is smart. Like, mental connection here. I know this place in Texas.
I don't think a lot of people came into that TV show expecting Permian to be there. So you're right. There was a little bit of a Billy Bob Thornton and Permian re-collab.
I do agree, though, with especially the live-action remakes of like animated shows.
Like, Max is redoing Harry Potter. They're making it into a TV show.
They're making it...
Why?
Yeah.
Why are we doing these things?
I'll say this. I felt like the movies left a lot out from the books. I loved the books.
Nerd.
Here's what's sad.
I agree with you, but
Joe's bringing this up, and I'm actually, some of these ideas I don't mind. So I'm just like these people with How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Dragon.
I was the same thing.
I mean, whatever. They did also remake How to Meet Your Mother, or they spun it off Hillary Duff.
That was very bad.
I did not watch.
Dana watched that. It was not good.
Normally a fan of Hillary Duff. Did not watch.
Also, I did like to see that if you've seen the Friday Night Lights TV show, my favorite character is Voodoo Tatum from season one.
Oh, yeah.
He's got his own TV show now, that actor.
Yeah, he's
Alex Cross.
Show. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it entirely because I'm like, that's Voodoo Tatum. Voodoo Tatum, he stopped being a bad team player and he started to think about another team.
Got some discipline in his life.
Citizens.
Yeah.
The citizens of his community.
Became a detective or something.
So they got to bring, some people back, right? For Friday Night Lights?
I imagine since it's the same universe, like, you might get some pop-ins from Saracen, maybe.
But what if Saracen's the head coach?
Saracen's got to be the coach.
Landry, the actor, is now, like, he's too famous.
Jesse Plemons is too big for it.
Too big.
He's also a murderer, so... In the show.
In the show.
Oh, yeah. But that's fine.
But his dad's a cop, so he got off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you feel
small,
like...
Small Texas town.
Yeah, but that's a great...
He was the kicker. They needed him.
But that's a great plot. Head coach of the Dillon Panthers caught up in scandal for murder
from
he committed
20 years
as a sophomore.
Ago? Yeah, but they murdered someone 20 years ago.
That's a great storyline.
Yeah, but he's in the clear. No, honestly, I'm excited hearing about the Friday Night TV show.
What if it's Riggins?
Oh, they got to have... Taylor Kitsch is not doing that much. I feel
he could have like a half season arc.
Yeah. He's accessible. Remember when they tried to make him a movie star, John Carter? That didn't work.
That was
the last thing he did successfully was play David Koresh in
the TV FX show Waco. Something.
Yeah, the HBO Waco show. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that was excellent. But
he wasn't even as good of a gambit as Channing Tatum in Wolverine and Deadpool.
Sure. Well, that's one of the worst movies ever. That's why.
What?
Wolverine. I mean the.
X-Men Origins. Wolverine.
Yeah.
I liked
it. He was... Really?
I liked it. I mean, it had Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool in that movie for a second.
Until they made the weird Deadpool, it was fine.
Yeah. Holeless. Yeah. Deadpool. Wait, you didn't have any mouth.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really need the... Maybe you guys are convincing me, but...
No, I'm with you.
Like, the Moana one, don't need that.
That's stupid.
Don't need the Lion King expanded universe they're making.
I agree with that.
Don't need that. Like, you are right in general. It's just the...
I used bad examples.
The two... The one example works for Paul and I, and another one works for Paul with the Harry Potter. I'm also kind of good on Harry Potter.
Like, how would you guys feel if after they finally film Fast 11, 5 years later, they started it over?
You can't start it over, but that's what you make Hobbs and Shaw 2. That's what you do.
Like Hobbs and Shaw 1?
It was all right.
Yeah, it's okay. I watched it this weekend.
They got The Rock back in the universe at the end of that Fast and Furious movie.
Before one of our shows at the Burge, I just was watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't know you were bringing that kind of energy into the Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, well, we were tired.
Sean saw me get so excited when I saw that The Rock was coming back.
It was
I got up and I was like, yeah, let's go.
I forgot. We watched that together.
We did. You can come to the next one.
Yes!
You can come to the
next one. You said I couldn't last time we talked
about it. Well, no, you've earned your way in because you're watching it before movies. See, that's the right kind of attitude. That is Washed Watch every single Wednesday at 2:30. Good job, Joe. Up next, a little garbage time before we get out of here. Stay put.
This is Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Does T.O. live in Houston? Terrell Owens? I mean, we saw him in the offseason pictured with Cal McNair. I think he was trying to nudge, hey, Texans.
He was at the wasn't he at Minute Maid for Andre Johnson when they did the Andre Johnson bobblehead day? I swear he was there with 50 Cent.
I think so.
I remember him being at an Astros game.
Yeah.
So maybe he lives here now too. Anyway,
maybe. Wouldn't be shocking.
Some of my peeps saw him playing pickleball last night, and I just got some pictures. That is 100% T.O. playing pickleball.
Nice.
Of all things, have you guys played pickleball yet?
No,
not yet, but I'm going to probably try to pick it up here soon. Got some ideas for 2025 for the station, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean.
Think of a little charity pickleball tournament.
Our friends at East River 9 do have pickleball courts.
Yeah, maybe a little charity pickleball tournament or something like that.
There's another bar in the Heights that has a pickleball court. I remember I went there on a date with a girl who had forgotten that I had a date with her that day. That was fun.
So she didn't go?
No, she went.
No, she forgot and then remembered.
She invited me to a girls' hang while they were playing pickleball.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
I was like, after 5 minutes, I said, I'm going to let you guys hang. You want to pick this up another time in your court? Drop my paddle. Ow. Yeah, it was weird. I was.
I thought this was going to be one of those stories where they asked you that question again.
Oh, so, no.
Girls' night.
Yeah, no. Girls' night.
Well, if it was girls' night, they would have asked me to stay around, right?
That's where I was at, yeah.
Yeah, not quite. Not quite that time. Anyway, let's do a little garbage time, because speaking of pickleball, we got a story.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
I like how artificial intelligence will now summarize stories for you on X, because a video went viral on X of four men playing pickleball. One team had just won. As they both went to the net to shake hands, one person either purposefully or accidentally knocked a paddle out of another man's hand. While this person bent down to maybe pick it up for the person he knocked it out of the hand of, the guy who had the paddle knocked out of his hand proceeded to wind up and kick this guy as hard as he could in the face. And So this is a horrible story. I don't know what happened to this guy. I do not believe this happened in the United States of America. But the funniest part about this is just that artificial intelligence did a write-up about this to me and said, people are debating sportsmanship. And I was wondering after seeing that, I figured there was some weird pickleball rule that's not allowed. Because there was another viral moment of a person that lived across the street from where I used to live. This court was literally where I used to live in Seattle, right across the street at a pickleball court. She threw a temper tantrum because a man hit a ball straight at her while playing pickleball, which apparently is frowned upon. So inbounds or out of bounds, kicking somebody in the head when they're trying to shake your hand after a game.
I'm going to say out of bounds.
Okay.
Also, though, follow up with this. Bad friend over here. Guy who got kicked in the face, he's got a bad friend. You gotta throw hands, dude.
It was a slow reaction.
He walks over, does like a slight push. No. First of all, he's bigger than the guy who threw the kick. You gotta throw hands immediately.
Was it Carl Anthony Towns?
Like, he's a soft boy for not starting a fight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like if someone does that to your friend, you gotta go after him. But there's a chance that maybe that wasn't his friend.
I was gonna say,
could have been a random.
Does this work like pick up basketball, or maybe sometimes you're on the same team as someone you just met?
That's possible.
Could be.
Because I definitely wouldn't get in a fight for a stranger. That
That's true. But you are teammates. So.
More garbage time. I hate that this random television show makes as much waves as it does. It's called The Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. One of the guys on this show, Garrett Bush, is like the ultimate Deshaun Watson Bobo. He's been rather quiet this year. This show goes viral all the time. And perhaps they know exactly what they're doing. But DeJuan Jones, they asked the question on the show, is he a player the Browns can depend on going into 2025? A guy by the name of Adam the Bull. Jesus. He said this about DeJuan Jones.
I think DeJuan is one of those players that you have to go into a season not counting on him. And if he's there and he can play, okay. But you can't rely on that guy because he's got a weight problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's very hard to defeat. I don't know him personally, so I don't know, but most likely he's got an addiction when it comes to food, and it's very hard to overcome. And he's probably going to gain a ton of weight dealing with this injury. I would not be surprised. And he has already in 2 years been hurt like 4 or 5 times. So there's no way that the Browns can go into next season saying, we've got our left tackle, it's all set. You can't do that.
So he talked about weight. He talked about food addiction.
My God. As the person that's actively going to the gym here.
Whoa.
And trying to lose weight.
Okay, we're both going to the gym.
I'm trying to lose weight.
Okay.
The person who said this, it looks like he's minimum 350 pounds?
The man is a fatty boom batty.
He's large. He's large.
Like, without the accent, fat bastard looking.
I think he doesn't have a neck.
He doesn't have a neck.
I was going to say, I think just playing the sound, you can tell he's fat. Yeah. He has a fat guy voice.
Like, he looks like Peter Griffin.
Disrespectful to him.
Like, he's got the, like, you see his, like, chin bones sticking out around, like, this blob of fat. And he's saying his addiction?
To DeJuan Jones' credit, he, quote, tweeted this saying, I think we both have a weight problem, but I'll be better this offseason. Yeah, this guy's huge who's saying that. And maybe he's speaking from experience, the food addiction, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Make that more clear.
I hate that this show is regularly, like, on my timeline. It just finds its way. It finds its way. And this is one of my big pet peeves. I think that a lot of us that are in this industry that are not ex-athletes have to be very cognizant of what we are saying about people who are in shape and aren't in shape. I have a negative body image, so that always helps me a little bit.
The only person I recall for being fat was James.
James was fat, though.
But that's because he's...
Fat suit or no fat suit, James Harden was fat.
He shouldn't have been. And he chose to be fat.
It was impressive that he played well while being that.
But he chose to be fat to get out of Houston. That's why.
As one does. Actually, sure, ironically, sure. If you moved here, that's how it starts. Yeah. There's too many options here. And on that note, that guy's large.
Very.
And you know what was large? The positivity today.
There was a lot of it.
A lot of it.
You did a great job.
You did a great job.
You were super positive.
I was. Sean was too. And thank you to old... what was his name? I don't remember because he gave me a lobotomy under the
Francis.
Bridge. Francis, Chimney Rock in 59. He's giving out lobotomies for 153. We'll see if there's any leakage, bleeding internally. If I make it in tomorrow, I appreciate you guys for tuning into this show. He is Joe. He is Sean. I am merely Paul Gallant. Thank you to our texters, callers, Twitchers, YouTubers. So long and farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.